Spoke earlier in our worship about the brokenness of our world and the different ways in which we see and experience that here in our own local community, in our country and across the world. It dawned on me this morning, I was speaking with Alison just before worship, remembering that she for a long time had worked in China, and we were just reflecting on story for some of her friends and people that she knew who are in China at this time. We recognise today that there is a real fear in our world, and particularly in China, concerning the coronavirus. And I know that that fear touches people in different ways, particularly those of you who are involved in travelling a lot through work and so on. And so we remember again fragility of our human lives, and we place our trust in God. This past week, the Presbytery of Irvine and Kilmarnock met for a mission meeting. And one of the things that the Presbytery here and Presbyteries across the country are wrestling with is how we best are salt and light in the communities in which we serve. And there are lots of ideas and new initiatives that are being spoken about. But one of the most powerful ways that we are salt and light is just by doing it, by being it for one another and in the communities that we're in. By seeing this as a place where we welcome others in Christ's name, by reaching out to those who've perhaps fallen away from coming along to church, to reach out to friends and to neighbours and to invite them to come and to share in this family of faith. So this morning we will pray too for the church as it seeks to be salt and light in the world. We'll also pray together this morning for those in our own congregation in particular, who are facing times of great anxiety and fear, particularly because of ill health and the effects of deteriorating health in family members and friends. So we bring our prayers to God. Let us pray. Loving God, as we lay our offerings before you, we thank you for your goodness to us in so many ways. We thank you for the gift of faith and for the way that that faith in you strengthens us in weakness. For the way that that faith in you assures us that we are not alone. We are not abandoned. For the way that faith in you gives a light that will never be snuffed out. Loving God, as we come bringing our prayers of thanksgiving to you, so we come to bring our prayers interceding for the world. And we're very aware at this time of how fear grips different people in our community and in our world. And particularly at this time, in relation to the fear around the spread of the coronavirus. So today especially, we pray for that mighty country of China. We pray for those who are living through lockdown in their communities. Lord, we have seen disturbing pictures on television, and we know that some people here in our own congregation have friends who are living through this. And so we pray for them this morning. We pray for the Chinese government and authorities there. We pray for those in the healthcare services in China, and in particular in countries where instances of this virus are now active. We pray, Lord God, for all who are involved in working to find cure. Not just cure for this, but cure for other diseases and illnesses that bring fear into people's lives. So we pray for our scientists and our doctors. We pray for those involved in medical research. And we thank you for the wisdom that you give. And we pray for more of that wisdom. And Lord, we would remember those who have lost family members and friends and ask that in their grieving they might be comforted. Lord, as we think of the coronavirus, we think of other illnesses and diseases eradicated here in this part of the world, but still taking a hold in other nations in the world. And Lord, today we pray particularly for the work of the leprosy mission. And we thank you for the way that disease has been widely eradicated in the world, but we know that there are still those who suffer the horror of that disease and who face the shame of the results of having that disease. Lord, thank you for all of the work that continues to go on, for all of the hope and all of the healing. Lord God, we pray today also for our own community and for all that affects this community and brings fear into people's lives. We pray for those who are unwell in body and mind and spirit, for those who care for them, for those who feel a sense of desperation, not knowing what to do for the best. And Lord, we pray for our health services, our community services, our social work services. And we pray for all who are feeling stretched in the work that they are doing at this time. We ask, Lord God, that you would give to them new strength and resources. And Lord, we pray for your church. We pray for our church here in Kay Park. We pray for the Presbytery of Irvine and Kilmarnock, of which we are a part. We pray for other denominations. And we pray that you would help us as we seek to be the salt of the earth. That you would help us not to compete against one another, but to see new ways of working together. Lord, we pray particularly, though, for the Church of Scotland congregations here in our own time. Especially we pray for our brothers and sisters in St. Kentigern's. We thank you for them. And we pray for them in this time still of uncertainty as we look to the future and how we might best be able to work together and witness together, love together and serve together in your name. Lord, as we bring these our concerns before you, it is with thanksgiving for one another here in this fellowship of faith. And we now bring to you our own cry from our hearts. Lord, hear us. Graciously hear us. Lord Jesus, you came not to abolish the law, but to fulfill that law in a new way in the lives of your people. Instead of the letter of the law, it is the way of the kingdom of heaven, here on earth, as it is in glory. So we bring all of our prayers in Christ's name. Amen. Can I just express again thanks to Alan for stepping in this morning? It's been lovely to have you leading us in worship. And a lovely hymn of dedication and commitment and prayer, number 251, I the Lord of Sea and Sky.
I the Lord of Sea and Sky.
remain with you, and all those you love, whether near or far, in this world or the next, this day and forevermore.